Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. The Seaport District in Boston is in the midst of a construction boom, a kind of renaissance with a new neighborhood appearing to rise out of the harbor. In fact, that's literally what's happening, and it explains a startling discovery that construction crews have made about a quarter of a mile from the harbor, a 19th century shipwreck. Boston City archaeologist Joe Bagley has been at the site, and he joins us now by phone. And Joe, good to have you.
Hey, thanks for having me back.
So this is an incredible find. I'd love you to describe what your team has been uncovering there in South Boston.
It looks like we have the lower portion of a 50 to 60 foot long vessel that sunk somewhere in the mid to late 19th century on what would have been the mud flats called Dorchester Flats, just north of the town of South Boston and kind of the Fort Point area.
Right. So this was actually found in where a new building is being constructed. It's completely dry and, as we mentioned, a good quarter of a mile from the harbor. So it's there because once upon a time that was harbor.
That's correct. Yeah. So there's huge portions of Boston have been created by filling in portions of the harbor, Back Bay, the South End areas, and all of the seaport used to be water at high tide. At low tide, there would be mud flats, but for the most part, it would have been part of Boston Harbor.
And what are you learning about this ship? For example, what was it carrying? Do you have any idea?
Yeah, we were able to excavate out at least several dozen, as many as 100 different barrels that were in lining the inside of the hull. It seems like it was carrying an entire shipment of lime. Lime is a powder, a natural mineral that was coming down probably from the state of Maine. The ship carrying lime has one slight problem, which is if the lime gets wet, it can cause an exothermic reaction, which heats up the barrels and it can catch fire. We've seen pretty dramatic evidence that at least half of the ship has experienced quite a bit of burning. And the barrels themselves, once they were water saturated, were not usable and they're half burnt. So we found kind of a ship full of burned barrels of lime.
Wow. So that sort of gets to my next question. What do you think happened to the ship? Sounds like it caught fire and sunk.
Yeah. So what we're trying to figure out is when did the fire happen? So it could have caught fire and then sunk. It could have caught fire and then they scuttled the boat to try to put out the fire. Another option is that the ship could have run aground, the water got into the hull, and then it caught fire. Or even another option is none of that happened, and they decided to set the boat on fire just to limit its profile on the harbor so that other ships wouldn't hit it.
Joe, I'm really curious about it's great that you're able to be there and sort of participate and take charge of this excavation, because I understand that that this was discovered by the construction crews, right?
That's correct. So the state had the opportunity to review the project by an archaeological team. Because there was no precedent for a shipwreck anywhere in the seaport area, this wasn't flagged for a potential archaeological site. So our historic preservation office didn't require an archaeological survey or contingency plan. When the project happened, Skanska, the developer, chose on their own to hold off construction for a little while in that corner, called in archaeologists. We came in with a team from the Public Archaeology Laboratory, the state, and the city, with some nautical archaeologist experts also, and descended upon the site since Wednesday. But frankly, we're really fortunate to have the opportunity to even look at the site, because technically, Skanska wasn't required to call us.
I see. And so what's going to happen? Is this ship going to be sort of dug up and transported somehow, or how's it going to work?
For the most part, when it comes to shipwrecks, the standard protocol is document. They're so large, they're so fragile, and they cost a fortune to preserve and conserve that's not really on the table. So what we did was selected an archaeological sample of the boat. We have samples of the ship itself. We have samples of the barrels. We have samples of the lime. We have some of the artifacts that were found in the back of the boat. Those are going to be preserved and hopefully incorporated back into the new building. I know that Skanska is weighing numerous options as to what to actually do with the boat, but we wanted to leave today knowing that we have done as much as we can on site to get as much data as possible so that we could sleep at night knowing that if the boat can't be preserved any further than what we've done, then we have a great amount of information. And right now it's the most documented shipwreck ever found in Massachusetts.
Wow. And I know you've been posting some great pictures of stuff that you've been recovering from this archaeological site, and listeners can actually get there by going to radioboston.org. What are you finding? Or let me ask you this. What's your favorite object or sort of most fascinating object that's come out of this particular archaeological site?
For me, seeing intact barrels, pretty much the way they went into the ground. I'm used to never seeing wood preserved on terrestrial sites all throughout the city. Preservation just isn't that good. And so seeing wood that looks like it did when it was put on that ship in 1850, 1860, is really shocking because it doesn't look any different at all, except maybe a little burn marks.
All right.
But we also have a lot of forks and dishes from the people living on the ship, which will help us hopefully date it down to as tightly as a 10-year period.
Well, Joe Bagley is Boston's archaeologist. Joe, as always, thanks so much.
Thanks very much.